Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden, and I want to welcome you to the 267th episode of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? Let's do a little President's Day edition. We'll talk a little bit about presidents and elections and so on, and as George Wallace would say, and so forth. By the way, if you're not following George Wallace on Twitter, you're missing some of the funniest tweets ever tweeted. So please look up George Wallace, follow him on Twitter. Anyway, before I get into the presidential thing, have you been looking or listening at all to Attorney General Barr and his talk about Trump's tweets getting in the way of him doing his job? We all know how Trump tweets and bullies, you know, the Attorney General and insults Congress and anyone not loyal to him or whatever. So now Barr is saying it's getting in the way of doing his job. You know what really gets in the way of Barr doing his job? The Constitution. I mean, imagine if he looked at any of it, if he was familiar at all with things like the separation of powers and the judicial versus the executive branch and, you know, rule of law, any of that sort of stuff, how difficult his job would be if he were to be bothered with any of it. So, I don't know. Maybe he's having a bad day. He's going to be in trouble. Any Trump cult member that speaks out against him has to pay. So we know Barr will get in trouble. Now, getting back to what's going on. New Hampshire primary, Bernie won. The big surprise was Klobuchar from Minnesota. She came in third. And here's my thing. I still don't have a candidate. I still do not know what Democrat I support. The Iowa caucus and New Hampshire primary, they talk about these early ones. Listen, you're talking about two states with, what, a 97% white population, no major urban centers. That's not the demographic of the United States, so I don't really care about that, about winning that. The funny thing to me about Bernie and the Bernie people, and I just find this whenever I talk to them, they always feel under attack. The complaint after winning New Hampshire was the coverage of Klobuchar. And I did another episode of The Young Turks, which I love, by the way. I love The Young Turks. Extreme left wing, but cool. And I always learn something when I'm there and I have a good time. But the funny thing is that it seems if you don't support Bernie, they feel you're attacking Bernie. And no, that's not true. Some of us are just neutral about Bernie. I can't speak about this. I'm neutral about Bernie, but he's not my guy. He's not my guy, but I don't hate him. I don't know if this socialist thing is going to hurt him or end it or whatever. You know, they say there was a survey I read that said America was more likely to vote for, and this is the order, a black person, a woman, a gay person, or a socialist. And socialist wasn't close to the top three. So I don't know if that's true. I don't know if Bernie taking on this democratic socialist label will destroy him or not. Of course, you know, Trump says he's a communist and blah, blah, blah. It's nonsense. But he's not a communist. And Bernie's people argued beautifully. I wish I could remember the woman's name. I'm sorry, I don't. It was on CNN, and they brought up the socialist thing. And she talked about basically corporate socialism, right? Which is all the money being given to, you know, farming subsidies, tax subsidies, the corporate taxes being so low, et cetera, et cetera. So many, they get money from the government. And that's okay. Even like real estate, like Trump's business, real estate. Trump's gotten huge tax breaks over the years, especially in New York with all the redevelopment and all of that. And somehow they don't see that as socialism, but healthcare is horrible socialist policy. So I honestly don't know what's going to happen with this. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. I wish I knew who to vote for. There's nobody rising to the top for me. I'm talking about me. Now, Biden dropped quite a bit in Iowa. I think Pete came in second. A lot of people like Pete. Yang is out of the election now. Elizabeth Warren, her campaign is, shall we say, on life support. So we'll see. We'll see. Biden says it's all going to change when he gets to South Carolina because there's some black folks in South Carolina. Time will tell. Bloomberg has his own thing going, his self-funded billionaire campaign. The funniest thing I saw between Trump and Bloomberg is calling each other racist. Two old rich racists calling each other racist. Yeah, Bloomberg really is a billionaire. Trump plays one on TV. But they both have a strong racist history. We all know about Bloomberg and the stop and frisk policy in New York. And the only reason I didn't get stopped and frisked is because I had moved out of New York. Because they stopped and frisked so many black and Latino people that it was actually young men, black and Latino young men, more than the population of black and Latino young men in New York got stopped and frisked. In other words, they stopped and frisked so many that some of them had to get stopped and frisked twice to get the numbers up that high. And Bloomberg said that, you know, and I'm paraphrasing, you can look it up for the exact quote, but basically he said, yeah, we do this because if you look at crime statistics, you could go to the minority neighborhoods, black and Puerto Rican or Latino or whatever neighborhoods, and that's where all the criminals live. That's his view. Trump, we know his view. The Central Park Five, he thought they should be put to death even after they were completely exonerated. There's good guys on both sides of the Nazi rally, and the Mexicans are all drug dealers and rapists and so on and so on. And those two sitting back calling each other racists. Yeah, you're both right. Continuing on the idiot, it's President's Day, right? So I'm going to talk about the president and his cult following. And it's not even a cult-like following. It's a straight-up cult at this point. So they brag about the good things about Trump. Oh, and by the way, I'm in Oklahoma City. I'm doing shows, and this is a fantastic club. It's called Bricktown Comedy Club. My first time here. Did two shows last night. Packed. High energy, full of fun. And people ask me all the time, when you do comedy in a red state, when you do comedy in Trump territory, do you change? No, I don't. And I don't have to. Last night, after the first show, guy in a Trump hat comes up to me. He says, listen, I'm a Trump supporter, but you were funny as hell. And I've had that experience numerous times in different places. So I don't think the hardcore Trump supporters come to comedy shows at all, because those are very angry people. And the people who do come, if it's funny, they laugh. Or they may not agree. They don't have to agree. But they'll laugh. Or, you know, and I think sometimes if you're picking a show and you see a black comic headlining, if you have no idea who I am, you're a Trump guy, you ain't going to that show. So, I don't know. But do I change? No. So anyway, getting back to this cult, because that's what it is. And I call it a cult because facts don't matter. Truth doesn't matter. They're in. They are some bitch. I'm in. By the way, he's going to be Grand Marshal of Daytona. NASCAR. You guys remember my views on NASCAR? Well, there it is. So Trump doesn't take a salary. And they brag about he doesn't even take a salary. He's so rich. Well, he doesn't have to. We all know Trump likes to golf. And we all know that when he plays golf, it costs a fortune because he has to take the Secret Service and blah, blah, blah. So far in this administration, Trump took his 29th trip to Mar-a-Lago. And it brings the total taxpayer golf bill to $133.8 million. That's right, $133.8 million has been spent to support Trump's golf habit. He doesn't take a presidential salary. $133 million is 334 years of presidential salary. I wouldn't take a salary either if somebody's going to pay my bills to do whatever I want to do. Why do you need a salary? You're just going to let them pay for it. And you know that Trump Jr., who might be the only person dumber and more of an asshole than Trump, even Trump says his son is dumb, which is really frightening. But he said that they never spend more than $50 a night, you know, on the Secret Service, et cetera, on these golf outings. Then the accounting came out. The truth came out. Whenever a Trump says something, give it a day for the truth to come out. $650 a night. That's what they bill for the Secret Service people at Mar-a-Lago. $650 a night per room. That's more than 50. That's 650. That adds up to $133 million spent playing golf. And I'm not going to get into the hypocrisy of what he said about Obama playing golf. This is just an example of how deep the cult following goes. But you really want to know how deep the cult following goes. There is a guy, I believe he's in Florida. I hate that I have to look up an article while I'm talking, but I'm going to find this article because it was just absolutely fascinating to me. The man is on dialysis, and he will not take his dialysis as long as they won't allow him to bring his full-size Donald Trump cutout during his treatment, okay? Yeah, it's in Florida. Of course it's in Florida. You listen to Fear Not podcast, you fear Florida. His name's Nelson Gibson, and he says, Nelson Gibson, first he brought an 8x10 picture, then his son photoshopped a cardboard cutout of Gibson with Trump, and now he's got a full-size Trump cutout that he wants next to him while his dialysis is done. Now, from what I understand, and my brother went through this, dialysis takes hours and you got to sit there and people bring various things to pass the time, you know, I don't know, video games, books, different whatever. Gibson's holding out and he, because he wants to bring a full-size cutout of Donald Trump to the dialysis center. He's thinking that maybe Trump will find out and he'll somehow be rewarded as a loyal cult member. I don't even know. You know what I say? Fuck him. Don't get your dialysis. Let him go. Let him go. I don't know why. I don't even know why this is news. Let him go. There's a picture of him with his sneakers have Trump's picture on him. And said that. So he doesn't want to do his dialysis. I promise you this Nimrod probably is getting his health care paid for through some version of the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare. But, yeah, just I don't know. I'm looking at this. They asked if they'd consider in-home dialysis, something that Trump promoted last year, and they say no, they want professional treatment. There are other centers they could go to, but he doesn't think they're as good, so he's doing this hoping Trump will take note. He's throwing away his own health, hoping Trump will take note. So I say, the hell with him. Am I the bad guy? Eh, I can live with being the bad guy. There was one other, as long as we're on this, you know, Trump classing up the White House. So there's a, and I'm sorry because I have to try to get you the name. The mayor of Georgetown, Texas, he forgot that his mic was on and he went to the bathroom. This is always a fear because I've done, you know, you do interviews. For those who don't know, they will clip the mic onto your clothes and put the part, the communications part in your back pocket or in your suit or whatever. So the mayor went to the bathroom and he forgot to turn off his mic. And you could hear the fart noises, et cetera, which Trump found hilarious and retweeted. And yeah, you know, much like a 7-year-old. Yeah, he's retweeting fart jokes. I think my favorite thing reading about this is that this goes into the presidential record. That's the hilarious part. They're going to see who we voted for sometime in the future. Maybe the Trump library. Yes, there will be a Trump library. Maybe that Trump library will have a fart booth or somewhere where you could just make fart noises or something like that. I don't know. President's Day, people, this is our fearless leader. People, of course, tweeted how juvenile and disgusting and so forth it is. But them some bitches is un-American. Some bitch, you know that. Man's gonna be the Grand Marshal of Daytona 500. Ain't nothing more American than that. Even says he gonna do a lap of the track in the back of his limousine, because he's a man of the people. I'm gonna go to Reagan National University. Yeah. I'm going to borrow a lot of money. I'm going to get a big student loan, and I'm going to go to Reagan National University. You know why? Because it doesn't really exist. So I love this, because this is all part of, we're going to undo anything President Obama did. So you remember that under the Obama administration, they got rid of all these fake for-profit colleges. Remember all the colleges that had daytime ads like ITT Tech and all those bullshit schools, and they found out they were all just basically just that, bullshit schools, but they made a lot of money because you could get a student loan. They would encourage you to get a government guaranteed student loan to pay your tuition, and then you'd get the diploma and blah, blah, blah. And these were accredited by an agency that was questionable. The Accrediting Council for Independent Colleges and Schools, questionable. So they did away with it. Well, because the Barack administration and the Barack Education Department, you know, which was run by people who worked in education, did away with this, the first thing they had to do when Trump and Betsy DeVos took over was reinstate this agency. Now it's lost a bunch of colleges and it's lost its membership fees. So it needed new members to keep going. So in 2017, they approved the Reagan National University as a viable college in South Dakota. The problem is, if you go to the Reagan National University, it's two office suites in South Dakota that apparently have been emptied, abandoned. They called the college. One person answered, Reagan National University. They said they wanted to do an interview. The person hung up. They went to the college's website to register, and they got that 404 error page message. There are no students and no graduates to be found on LinkedIn or Facebook. On Twitter, there is a picture posted of a Ghanaian politician receiving an honorary degree. But of course, he's been accused of having a fake doctoral degree by the Electoral Commission in Ghana. They're looking for anybody. Has anybody seen the Reagan National University, other than the guy cleaning up the empty offices, which they went, they found cleaning materials in his shop vac? It's an accredited university, so I didn't go to college, but I'm just going to go down to FedEx Kinko's and print up a diploma from Reagan National University and get me some money. Get me some government loan money, I think, or something. I don't know. That is hilarious. So the ACIS has accredited 63 institutions. Mostly they're for-profit universities that offer a less than four-year degree or program or certificate. And they're all bullshit schools. And you know it, and I know it. So DeVos, this administration, this incompetence. The question is it incompetence or is it criminality? And I don't know. But it strikes again. Shifting gears, no pun intended. Tesla has a thing they do. Now, you know, I'll come clean. You know, I'm not a fan of Tesla. I think they're great cars. They're good. If you want one and you love them, that's fine. When I say I'm not a fan, I mean I don't want one. People are like, when are you going to get a Tesla? I don't want one. But anyway, this is kind of what I think this is a bullshit move. You buy a used Tesla, it has features like the autopilot feature or the ludicrous mode. Now, these are things you pay extra for when you buy your Tesla. When you order it, it's an option. You got to pay like $8,000 for the full autopilot thing that is semi-autonomous driving. Now, car goes on sale, when used cars go on sale, they have these car auctions, right? And used car dealers, other car dealers will go to the auction, they'll buy a car, they put it on their lot, they sell it to you as a used car. Well, what Tesla is doing is shutting off these options when you buy the Tesla used. So somebody bought a Tesla with the autopilot, they bought it used, and Tesla, remember, they can remotely control, program, update the cars. They shut off the autopilot feature saying that the buyer didn't pay for it. Well, it's a used car that had it. See, if you buy a used car and it has, you know, chrome rims that the first owner bought, he bought a new car, he or she bought a new car, and they upgraded it to chrome wheels. Now you bought it used. Nobody comes and takes away the wheels and says, hey, you didn't pay for those. They were part of the car you bought used. Tesla, if someone buys a car and it was equipped with autopilot, then they get the autopilot, but apparently they don't, because Tesla wants another $8,000. So they basically want to sell the option again to each person who buys a car used. Again, it's a bullshit company. It's a bullshit move. My opinion. Hell, this whole podcast is my opinion. I don't really need to say that, do I? I should probably stop adding that at the end. Finally, and I say finally because, you know, I try to ramble less and less. Oh, by the way, speaking of President Obama, let's get this in, because it just shows that he's a good person. So Barack Obama is going to Chicago this weekend. It's the NBA All-Star Game. And he just, you know, popped up at an NBA Cares charity event because he's a nice guy. So he went there and people got to see him and it was great. It's just what he does. He just seems to be a good person. I wonder who he's supporting in the election. I honestly do. I have no idea. Now, all that to be said, I know there's some golfers who are listening. If you haven't played golf, I think one of the best jokes about golf ever was Rich Jenny, who said they call it golf because, oh shit, was taken. Golf is a frustrating and difficult sport. And if you don't play golf and you watch it on TV and you just laugh and you say, what are they doing? Try it. It just really is a difficult sport, skill set, whatever. Athletes talk about it all the time. Pro athletes in all different other sports try to play golf for fun. Steph Curry is supposed to be a great golfer. There's some, John Smoltz, a baseball pitcher, great golfer. There are some who are great golfers, but generally golf is their frustration. Mastered some other sport, golf is their frustration. It's an enjoyable frustration. It's like, honestly, you know, I'm recovery. I know what it's like to take drugs. Golf is like a drug. Because you get that perfect swing where you don't even feel the ball hit the club. It's just artwork. And you're trying to get that again. Guess what? You ain't going to get it again. You get two of those per round. That's how many you get. Well, people, just to make everyone feel better about themselves, Tiger Woods four-putted. He four-putted. Now, let me try to explain this to people who don't know anything about golf. The putt is the short shot when the ball's on the green near the hole and they tap it in. That's called a putt. And you've probably seen pros, and Tiger's a great putter. You've seen some, you've seen highlights making amazing putts from 12, 15, 20 feet away, over a hill, downhill. It's when they kneel down and look and try to see which way the grain of the grass is. And so, because that makes a difference to the pros. To the idiots like us, we look at the grass. We try to figure out the break. Doesn't make a difference because we can't putt. So the four putt, the classic four putt, which I've done a million times and so have you, is you're 5-6 feet away from the hole. You putt, your putt rolls past the hole, 2 feet. Then you putt it back the other way. And now it rolls past the hole again, a couple of feet. Then you putt it back and you're going back and forth across the hole. And normally, pros probably get by with one putt quite often, two putts on occasion. Mere mortals, two putts on occasion, a three putt. A four putt, you blew it. A four putt, you're going back and forth across this hole like just a horrible golfer. And Tiger did it in a tournament just to make you feel better about yourself. It's nice to know that even Tiger Woods can four putt. I appreciate you. Thanks for listening. Who's paying attention? As always, you guys are. I'm back on dry land. I've been working. Like I said, this weekend, Bricktown Comedy Club is great. Next weekend, I am headed to Milwaukee, somewhere I haven't been in a long time. And I am going to be at the Potawatomi Casino. I think I'm saying that right. The Potawatomi Casino next Saturday. So that's going to be fun. And then the 26th and 27th of February, I'm going to be in Austin at the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me comedy show. It's at the Paramount Theater. And I think it's already sold out, but it's really going to be fun. So that's what's going on with me. I don't know what's going on with you, but whatever it is, I hope you're enjoying it. And have a happy President's Day. And if you're off on Monday, think back to when we had a good president. Any good president will do. Love you. Thanks for listening. Who's paying attention? You are.